Please sigh as you exhale. I want you to listen to this one while you're under the covers. Yeah, nice and warm, nice and cozy. Because this is Sleepy Bunny number two. Okay, I'm gonna sip some decaf coffee. without eating a cookie. So delicious. So as you listen to the sound of my voice and your body relaxes, let yourself fall into the comfort of my arms. I've got you, little bunny. Yeah. Just notice your shoulders relax a little bit more. How your whole head just kind of droops. And it feels so good to just let go. What an incredible sense of peace. Wow. The most peaceful you've felt all day. And there is no day. There is no tomorrow. There is nothing but you and me right now, little bunny. All that exists in the entire universe. Did you think it was big and vast? No, no, little bunny. The universe is very, very small. It's just you. It's just me. This comfy, comfy bed that you're in. I feel like I just got into a hot tub. I have that level of relaxed and calm right now. You can let out a sigh like that too. Just imagine what's better, being under the covers with your daddy talking to you like this, or easing into a hot tub for the first time. I should do a hot tub podcast where I talk to you from a hot tub. Except that would be horrible audio because it would, the jets would make noise. I guess we could turn off the jets. Then I gotta be careful if the microphone doesn't get all messed up. And, I don't want you to try and pay attention. You can pay attention if it happens naturally. But you're just going to let whatever your brain does do whatever your brain does. You're no longer on duty to listen to what your daddy has to say. And in fact, I don't know what I was going to say actually. I'm going to read you your poem at the end, I think. I wonder if I'll wake up tomorrow and do it. I don't know. I might write you a poem tonight. Or I might wake up tomorrow and write you a poem like normal. Whichever one. Nothing matters from this point on, you know. You can just hang out. Yeah. Just enjoy the comfiness. You're making me tired, little buddy. Maybe we can nap together. I think I did that on a locked audio. There was one where I fell asleep while recording it. So there's like 20 minutes of silence. I can't remember which one it is. That's okay. I guess I better not say anything. think at least the first sleep aid is you don't have to have a subscription, but I like to get a list of randomly generated words, and I just, for like 15 minutes, just read you complete nonsense. It's great. I would do that now, but I don't think I will. I'm just gonna talk with you. Because you might listen to this a lot of different times. Might come back to this every night. Until your daddy makes you Sleepy Bunny 3. Sleepy Bunny 3, the sequel. What would the plot of Sleepy Bunny 1, 2, and 3 be if they were blockbuster movies? Well, let's see. Our main character, I'm going to try and make these as formulaic as possible. If I can, I don't know. Okay, so Sleepy Bunny was this incredible detective. Maybe they are an incredible detective, but they solve their cases in their dreams. So I'm thinking like of there's a TV series that I love of a detective. It's a comedy that aired in the first decade of the 2000s. One second, little bunny. Sleepy Bunny is this detective. We'll have them be they're still a detective, not a retired detective. So Sleepy Bunny is I think they're actually a young and up and coming detective. Yeah. And they have I don't know if it's a fox as a police chief. Foxes are too cool. I don't want to throw. Maybe it's this kind of like a dog. Like kind of an old dog that's all slobbery. I guess we're being literal bunnies and dogs now. So, like the police chief is this slobbery dog, and Sleepy Bunny is the one who solves all the cases, but they can only solve them in their sleep. So it'll be this kind of thing where, like, the action is getting frantic, and they're in some kind of circumstance where they have to solve the case right then and there. Like there's a car chase or something, you know. The ticking clock or whatever is running out. We gotta solve the case, and then Sleepy Bunny has to go. That was a good sound effect. That's the falling asleep sound effect. And then when Sleepy Bunny is there, all the pieces come together. And Sleepy Bunny wakes up and solves the case. But what's the twist? I think this could be kind of a mean twist. We'll see. We're in the writer's room. We're going to throw around some options. So one option is that Sleepy Bunny solves the case in the dreams, and then like dream speaks, talks in their sleep. Yeah, and the police chief is always there and hears what Sleepy Bunny solved the case about. And then Sleepy Bunny wakes up and they can't remember having solved the case because they thought it was just a dream. Or like, you know how you can't quite tell what your dreams were? It slips through your fingers like water. And so the police chief takes the credit and is the one who solves the case, or who closes the case, I guess. And poor Sleepy Bunny never knows that they're really the one. So maybe that's the plot of the movie, is that that's how things have always been beforehand. And then Sleepy Bunny begins to remember their dreams. Yeah, so maybe that's a spoiler that the police chief is taking credit. So the movie begins with, okay. So the police chief dog is the mentor to Sleepy Bunny. Yeah. And the police chief dog is is kind of portrayed as this very competent, awesome, excellent detective. And Sleepy Bunny is kind of the underdog, huh? Get it? Kind of the young and scrappy, new to the forest, shows a lot of promise, but has a lot of self-doubt. Yeah, Sleepy Bunny deals with a lot of self-doubt because their police chief dog is just so good. And they could never live up to that. And the police chief dog is, you know, kind of stokes this sense of self-doubt. Yeah. And so the end of the movie is going to be Sleepy Bunny has their comeuppance and is acknowledged for all the cases they had solved beforehand. And the police chief, I don't think he ever committed a crime or anything like that, but he kind of gets disgraced and maybe he becomes kind of a lower down position. I think he becomes the assistant of Sleepy Bunny, and Sleepy Bunny is now the police chief, and the dog is now the underdog. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah, little bunny, you better go back to sleep. I know that joke was so good that you woke right up. little bunny, you're fun. Okay, so that's Sleepy Bunny number one. Okay, now, as Hollywood does, we have to write sequels for this and sell the tickets for the sequels. So we've got our first smash success, Sleepy Bunny 1. It was a hit. And then the studios are like, okay, I'm really glad that we set up room for a sequel. And then we're going to be like, oh, no, we didn't really set ourselves up for a sequel. Because once you're the police chief, where do you go from there? You know, part of the fun, especially of this type of story, is that you start at the bottom and then you make it to the top. And there's this sense of accomplishment. So what happens when you start at the top? Do you have to fall back down real quick? Or you have to realize you're at the base of a much larger mountain? Yeah. Okay, if I could do it, no. I would make it so super sci-fi or something. This is our movie, isn't it, little bunny? But if I make it too interesting, then you're going to wake back up. Yeah, so just go. Good little bunny. This is fun. Oh, man. This is some of the most fun I've ever had recording a podcast. Go back to sleep. Shh. That's a pretty good movie concept, right? Sleepy Bunny. I would watch it. I'm kind of upset that it doesn't exist now. If you want to collaborate, little bunny, would love to do collab. I think we're getting to the point in the garden where it's big enough we can do collaborations. So yeah, I have to reply to an email I got, by the way. It was a request of collaboration. So I'll have to. I don't reply to that. I've been a bad, bad daddy with being distracted by some other things. Being bad with his email replying. Oops. This is my public apology. Okay. Basically, the way you get better at it is just by doing it. We could take podcasting, for instance. We're past a year now, I think. Yeah, we're in year two of the podcast. Excuse me. My goodness, little buddy. This is ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. I guess I'll keep talking in case you're not quite asleep yet. What should we talk about?
Yeah, just to get better, I think. You just gotta do it.
You just gotta do the thing over and over and over again. I met an artist who just started doing art like 4 years ago. But I'm talking kind of manga style art. Yeah, so not, you know, things that require practice. That sounds so dismissive. Maybe you know what I'm saying. Like, one cannot be a good manga artist on day one. I'm mixing my things. I'm trying to say I got defensive because I I'll say what's on my mind is that I don't want to plug another Locked On here or anything, but I did like a, I think it was no maybe it's a podcast episode no I think it was a Locked On here. We did a tea time. Was that a podcast? Oh gosh, I can't remember now, little buddy. Anyway, let me just tell you what I want to tell you. I met this guy who has been doing, he started drawing 4 years ago, and he's already professional level. Oh man, now that's also not what I'm trying to say. What I mean to say is that he started way later than everyone else. Yeah. So he's not a kid, and he started late in drawing, and in 4 years he got really good. And the reason he got good is because he draws all the time. I collaborated with him on a project, and he just like cranked out a whole bunch of art, and it was great in a very short amount of time. And, you know, you want to get good at something, you just gotta do it. Yeah, give yourself permission to be bad at first. And in the middle. And in the end. Whatever the end is. Yeah, just give yourself permission to be bad. Don't let fear of being bad at something prevent you from doing it. That's ridiculous. So, I'm going to make an example of myself. I'm going to bravely sip so distracted. I wasn't even focusing on it. Was that good? Forgot what I was doing. Little bunny. I'm just going to hang out with you here for a little bit. I don't want to. Feel like I have to be telling you things. I just want to be here with you. You know what I can do? I can talk about. I just relax your neck. Let go of your neck. Such as oxytocin and serotonin also play significant roles in love and social bonding. I feel like lust is probably dopamine. I don't know. Let's see. What does oxytocin do? Sorry, I'm so sniffly, little bunny. Oxytocin is a hormone or neurotransmitter. Often referred to as the love hormone or cuddle hormone. Yeah, that's more like it. At least on the podcast, there's some dopamine elsewhere. Then it goes on to tell you more about it. I was never really good at chemistry, little bunny. Or I guess this is biology. Biology and chemistry. Let me see. What is... Oh gosh, I lost it. Let's see what oxytocin looks like. I don't know how big this thing is. Oxytocin. Okay. So it's a hormone. Like, what is it? Hormone. I see the image here. It's definitely chemistry, but it's a really freaking complicated chemical. Excuse me. It's a super complicated looking thing. But also, it's so incredible how simple it is, too. You know? My love for you is cause. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at my love for you in science. Wow. as a somewhat dry. What am I trying to get at? So what I'm looking at right now is lines and letters. Lines combining letters, combining lines. There's a little, it's one of these chemistry. What is this even freaking called? I should know this. I'm really good at physics, but I'm not good at chemistry. What is a chemical compound? Yeah, okay, so it is a chemical compound. Okay, yeah, that's right. So, let's ask ChatGPT to be sure. Is oxytocin a chemical compound, strictly speaking? Am I using the right definitions? Yes, strictly speaking, oxytocin is a chemical compound. Sequels oftentimes in movies are pretty bad. Interestingly, sequels are often better in games. Yeah, it's common and expected. the second edition of a game, or the sequel of a game, is going to be better than the first. But it's the opposite with a movie. Let's dig into that. Why is it? I think it's because each game is very, games are very inventive. You're really playing an invention. And in a movie, like, movies have already been invented. We've already got pretty much all the technology sorted out. We kind of know how to tell a story. We kind of know how to act. Kind of know how to bring it all together. So there's a lot less surprises, I guess, in movies. I don't know what I mean to say. It's rambling now. But what I mean to say is that because a game is an invention, when you do a sequel to a game, you can kind of just improve on that invention. Because the first, there's kind of an expectation that a game is going to give you something that's never been given to you before. And oftentimes there's genres, but it's so looked down if a game is just a complete copy of something else. Whereas in movies, it's like a lot of movies are kind of exactly the same as each other. Sorry, I'm distracted. Just give me a second, little bunny. Sequel, your story is already stale because you have to have these characters that you've already explored and you've given this journey with them, right? Like a movie is about a journey, I think, generally, you know, it's always fun when something comes along to defy expectation. Anyway, so let's make Sleepy Bunny 2. So we've already been on our adventure, learning the Sleepy Bunny solves case. And they're asleep, and then they... Da-da-da. Okay, so what if Sleepy Bunny 2? Now they can't fall asleep. And that's where their daddy comes in. So they're looking for someone to help them fall. So Sleepy Bunny 2 needs help to just find some peace at night. And that's when the wonderful, wonderful daddy comes into Sleepy Bunny 2's life. And says, "I've got you, little bunny." And Sleepy Daddy, I guess, is who... I guess is who this character will be. Sleepy Daddy helps Sleepy Bunny to relax. And he says, "Our world is small. Sleepy, sleepy little bunny. Our world is just you. It's just me. You can relax your head on my chest. wrote it while I was walking home.
I love you so much.